This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Trash along the road doesn't just mean fast food wrappers or plastic cups. Abandoned cars are unsightly, too, plus a safety hazard, according to law enforcement. This morning, we begin a series called Trash Talk. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart looks at what happens to the hundreds of abandoned cars found each year around Jefferson County.
A huge gated lot near downtown Birmingham is full of dusty cars, trucks, and SUVs. Tow truck driver Cameron Creighton backs up and unhitches a gray BMW with a sunroof and a scraped bumper.
It's about an 02-03-3.
Creighton works for Wheel Wrecker, a company that handles much of the towing for Birmingham and several other cities in Jefferson County. The company estimates it tows about 100 abandoned cars every month. But this isn't just a Birmingham area problem. A state database of abandoned and unclaimed cars lists vehicles from almost every corner of the state. Birmingham policeman Roderick Shelby is on the scene in Eastlake when Creighton arrives to pick up the abandoned BMW. He says abandoned cars create dangerous situations.
That BMW that we're pulling right now, it was right in front of the business way or entrance or exit. So if a person was trying to go out on a main street, they can't see the oncoming car.
Shelby says the BMW sat there for several days. Now it's on the way to the car storage lot.
All right, take it easy.
Owners can reclaim their cars, but if they don't do it within a couple of months, the vehicles are sold at auction. State Trooper Corporal Steve Smith says law enforcement officers try to get abandoned vehicles removed especially quickly from interstates and construction zones. When officers spot a deserted vehicle, they place an orange sticker on the window. That sticker helps officers track how long the car has been abandoned, and it tells the owner the car has got to go.
If I stopped and saw an orange sticker on a car and I noticed that a sticker was 24 hours old or older, then I would remove that car as abandoned.
Most of the time, Smith says, cars on the side of the road are just disabled. But sometimes
there are occasions when people just, their car breaks down and for whatever reason, they just decide, you know what, I'm done with that car. I'm leaving it here.
In those cases, someone has to haul it away.
If there's a wreck out here on 65 and your car is broke down in the emergency lane, then emergency personnel can't get to where they need to go. There's all kinds of reasons why your car will be towed, and it'll be towed at your expense.
Towing and daily fees could add up to hundreds of dollars. But Smith says drivers can avoid that extra expense by calling police, state troopers, or the State Department of Transportation when they're stalled on the side of the road. Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart, WBHM.